Computer, initialize holosuite.
I appreciate your concerns, crewman. But let me make it absolutely clear. I'll destroy this ship before I turn any part of it over to the Kazon.
Hello, thank you for joining us on the Janeway, the Voyager podcast, where my female who likes to dictate all the rules to me and everything that happens, Suzanne Williamson, and I, the acceptor of all the dictated rules, Liam Smart, look at Voyager episodes to work out whether our favourite captain has approached things in the right way, the wrong way, or the Janeway, or when Suzanne dictates the rules, the Suzanne way.
As it should be.
Having said that, I have no issue about a dictating female. Probably should point that out. I've got no problem with it.
Nor should anyone, that matter.
No, if you do, you're a bit of a twat.
Yeah, I always like to just channel my inner Seska when I need to dictate terms, because damn, she's good.
Well, my other option for opening was my co-host wannabe Seska, which is true. You know. Before we get started on this episode today line of our pre-show notes, I just want to say that if this episode comes out really terribly, I've got a fucking awful cough, and Suzanne has a fucking awful cough, and yes. I'm also in a hotel room, so the quality might not be so great, because I cough mid-word at these days. And this morning I had to have a chest x-ray, and now I'm on, like, multiple pills.
And don't forget the codeine cough syrup.
Oh, my God.
That's the important stuff.
This codeine cough syrup, it tells me to take 5 milliliters, but there's like 100 milliliters, which means I can't math, 20 doses, and I'm going to be really sad when these doses are run out.
Yeah.
Because I just want to drink it. It tastes so good.
You're going to have some interesting dreams.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I've taken some just before this podcast. This is a really fucking loud air conditioner. That's going to be a problem. Yes, so this might be better than alcohol.
Before we get started with the episode today, we need to let you know that you should follow us on Twitter at @Jane_Way. Why? Because Captain Janeway will rip you to shreds if you don't.
I mean, she'll probably tear everyone a new arsehole as well.
And Death Glare. Don't forget the Death Glare.
Death Glare.
Which she was did full on in this episode, like, half the episode was Death Glare.
She did so many Death Glares. I'm like, oh, you're in trouble, boy. You're in trouble. This episode today is Alliances. I want to say sorry for not putting an episode out on the 6th of January. Everything just sort of got away from me in my move and being on holidays, etc., etc. But I'm probably sure you haven't missed us. I mean, let's face it.
Well, I was busy that day anyway. It was my birthday.
I know. Happy birthday, Suzanne, for the 6th of January, and happy birthday, Voyager, because today is the day that Voyager...
Is it 27 years?
What year are we? Is it still 2020? Yeah, it's 27 years since Voyager first aired on the day that we record. Probably the time as well, actually, thinking about it. It probably was started at 9 p.m. or something in America.
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God. We are marking the occasion perfectly.
So too bad I don't have my new Janeway doll. She's coming in tomorrow. Finally.
Sex doll?
No, that would be Chakotay sex doll. Thank you. Oh.
So question, is this a Prodigy Janeway doll?
No, it's the fully articulated one. She comes with coffee and everything. And a compression phaser rifle.
Oh,
I'm
love
so
it.
I'm so excited.
Is it like a new one or an old one?
It's a new one.
Oh.
It was released, I think, in December.
Lovely. Just a couple of things as well before we start. The Discovery is in mid-season break. Not enjoying this season that much. Like, parts of it I'm really enjoying, parts of it I think are just terribly written, and I'm really struggling with my care factor on it. What about you?
I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, different parts, and it's hard for me to point out what exactly I like. It's just the cast and the crew just seems to mesh so much better than last season, and I don't know why. And that might just be me in my headspace.
Maybe. I mean, to me, yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, I'm finding it, like, too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, if this were a ship full of these people in real life, they probably wouldn't function. I just don't know. Like, how, like, Awusha can sort of arced up against Saru, and then she came back and was like, oh, I'm sorry, Saru. She probably shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You showed that she's apologized. But then she goes,
yeah,
something about her past and how it's affected her. And I'm like, no, fuck off.
Yeah, they've mentioned a lot of everyone's past as, like, put them on these different...
It's like 100 million sob stories. Like, what's his name? Reese and his hurricane. Pathways.
Yeah, Reese and the hurricane. I was like, what is going on?
I was like,
on?
I don't care, mate.
Good, you helped out, thanks.
Yeah, it's like
I'm just totally invested in Saru and Tarina.
Mm.
So invested.
So to me, the bits that I'm enjoying is the political side of things with Rilik. I'm enjoying the DMA when it was, like, natural. I don't like how it's man-made, well, alien-made or...
Oh, I was going to say, is it man-made or is it species 8472 made? Which I would lose my damn mind if it was.
Well, they specifically mentioned the Nacine, which was obviously the caretaker, so they know it wasn't them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think that it's got really good potential, but the writing and some of the cutscenes have been really bad, and it's just too emotional. And then when I watched the episode where Zora started getting emotions, I was watching it with Mum, and she's like, even the computer has fucking emotions. What the fuck is this shit? Like, yes, I get it's creating sentience, but we don't... I don't know. That sort of annoyed me. And then Prodigy's going okay. I'm enjoying that.
I did not see the most recent episode.
Of Prodigy? Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah.
I've only seen it up to the mid-season break. Now, this episode, Alliances. Quickly, what did you think of it before we start?
I remember liking it. I was like, yes, Seska. More Seska. Give me all the Seska. And I remembered Jonas. And that's pretty much all I remembered about the episode was Seska and Jonas.
Ah. That's it. See, I remembered the fact that it was always going to be the Trabe that were going to do the naughty thing. But I felt there was a little bit more high stakes than I remembered, and I kind of enjoyed that.
It could have definitely benefited from being a two-part episode.
Oh, yeah, I reckon that would have done a good job at being a two-part episode.
Could have stretched out the whole thing with Trabe more, so you can see, like, Janeway's anger when she's stabbed in the back by just being used by the Trabe.
And I thought it was also good that we actually got some of the backstory to the Kazon, which fucking should have been there from the get-go.
It should have been. I mean, if it was common knowledge, why didn't Neelix mention this earlier?
Yeah, because Neelix is an idiot. So IMDb puts this at 7.3 stars, which I think is deserved, probably. Yeah. Although there is a 2 out of 10 star review, which says Pollyanna syndrome.
Uh-oh.
Janeway was ridiculously intolerable in this episode, especially at the end. Was realistic only in the sense that idiots like her exist. These rules are always put out by politicians and desk jockeys who just have no idea how to deal with the real world.
Wow. But how do they really feel about her?
Well, it was done at 18th of February 2021, and I'm wondering whether they're an anti-vaxxer.
Flat earther.
Oh, definitely a flat earther. Shall we get started with this episode, Suzanne? How many pages of notes did you have?
I have maybe like 3 or 4.
Oh, shit. Look at you go. That's the most you've written in 34 episodes.
But I wrote really big and so it's probably like maybe 1 or 2.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll take it.
And halfway in between is my IRS tax stuff.
I'm going to go and do, this is how high-tech we are on the Janeway. I'm going to be doing the Janeway calculations on an Uber Eats receipt.
I was going to say, that's a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I don't know where my iPad went. It's gone somewhere.
We we can't do very much tabulation then, can we?
Well, as long as I don't start putting out like 7/8 of a point again. But I'm not drunk. I've only got medicine drunk. Okay, alliances. So we open and Voyager is being like badly attacked and like everything is, you know, falling apart and the K's on
the Janeway's on the floor.
She's on the floor. She's like, Chakotay, Chakotay, now's not the time. Pick me up. So the Kazon are attacking and, you know, everything's offline. There's no weapons, no shields, warp's offline, there's no impulse, sickbay is very busy, there's hull breaches, the deflector's damaged, you know, all the bits that they need.
Her hair's falling down.
That's
so you know
the most important problem. Got a, she needs to go to hair and makeup stat.
I need some bobby pins.
They can take my transporter device, but they can't take my bobby pins. Yeah, so sickbay is like super busy with all of this stuff happening, and somebody goes, oh no, Lieutenant Random Crew has sort of, is on the floor, and B'Elanna's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, and it seems to be like
he
really
saved
like
my life once.
Obsessing over this random character that we've never even seen before. But anyway, she was trying to save him, took him to sickbay. As I said, sickbay was like super busy. Meanwhile on the bridge, Janeway's like, Tom, that's a great idea. You go to engineering to see if you can help. It's like, well, who's going to fly the ship?
Exactly. And the fight is over. The Kazon left. Why is everyone still yelling?
Oh, I mean, they might have been loud.
No, they were yelling on the bridge. I'm like, gosh, shut up. Fight's over.
I did remember thinking, I wonder when they act, whether they have to shout when they act, even though there's nothing happening, like sound-wise, or whether they put the sounds in the background.
But it was very annoying. It's like, stop. Kazon have left. Go.
You could hear Garrett Wong going, yes, ma'am, really, really loudly. And it's like, doesn't sound good, man.
Cringe.
But do you know what we get in this opening sequence? Kes. She exists.
We do. She's like, there.
Oh, she didn't have any lines, I don't think, or she might have had one.
No.
But she exists.
And she was in the funeral. I remember seeing her at the funeral.
She was in a lot of places. She was even at the end of the thing in the meeting.
Yeah, didn't say anything.
But yeah, so the random dude, Lieutenant Nobody, dies. Turns out he was Marquis and saved B'Elanna. That's lovely. What do you think about Janeway sending Tom to engineering?
That was a why.
Just a why? As in like, yeah, whatever. Help. Can't fly anywhere anyway.
But it wasn't a right way. Definitely wasn't a right way. Because what if they could, you know, impulse off somewhere? Somebody needs to steer that shit.
But then again, somebody else could have flown, like Chakotay could have flown the ship.
Oh God, he would have crashed the damn thing.
Oh God, yeah. He's like, is this a shuttle?
No planets around. He would have found a way to crash it.
Captain, I've crashed into some space dust.
We've lost a nacelle.
Captain, I've crashed into your vagina.
Repeatedly.
I keep putting it in reverse and forward. I'm just not very good at parking.
Just ram it in there, Chakotay. Come on.
Okay, so what's going to be a problem here is that when you laugh and you borderline cough, I have to take out your coughing, and it doesn't sound like you laugh, except now I'm going to have that same problem.
That
now it's going to be like, we're going to say these funny things, and we're going to have like a ha, and then it's going to be silent. So you might just have to listen to us cough laughing. I don't know what I'm going to do with the edit.
I like the whole, we say ha, and then there's nothing.
Ha.
And we just move on.
I get real, like, hard cut. Oh, fuck. Anyway, now we're in the ready room, and Janeway looks really concerned. She's just sort of sitting there, like, staring off into space. Why is there someone hammering? I'm in a hotel.
It's maintenance. Maybe he's pounding on the wall saying, shut up in there.
Can you hear it?
I could hear that. That was loud. Is it next door?
Okay, well, that's not going to be able to be edited out. So, listeners, I'm going to choose to assume that someone is fucking next door.
I was going to say, maybe they're enjoying the hotel amenities.
Good job I don't have to sleep for my night shift. but I'm just going to assume. So that won't be able to be edited out either. God, this is going to be a great episode to listen to.
Go 2022.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, we had the tsunami warnings all across the Pacific as well, didn't we? In poor Tonga. So welcome to 22. So yeah, Chakotay comes in, says about random dead dude, and Janeway's like, who? Basically. Oh, okay, I should pretend to care. And so she pretends to care. But then Chakotay reckons they need to sort of change the plans and what they do, and thinks that they should be, you know, more marquee in the way they do things instead of the Federation. And Janeway's face was like, my principles! Don't you affect my principles!
It's like you told her she needed to get vaxxed or something.
I know.
How dare you, sir?
I want my freedoms! So Janeway, yeah, doesn't like the principles being taken out. And Chakotay really makes sense, though. Like, to me,
does.
It's like you can't win the way you're going.
Yeah, you need to change up your playbook because they know exactly what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it.
Mm.
You need some element of surprise.
Mm. But no. So you can't go off as business like usual, but then Janeway gives off this look that's like, oh, yeah, I probably sort of agree with you here. Any Janeway decisions in this whole scene? Not right. Probably the taken aback offense look.
Well, it was kind of her refusal to listen.
Kind of, yeah.
She was, yes, listening, but not really hearing.
Is that a Janeway or a Janeway then?
That's a Janeway.
That's a Janeway? Yeah. Do you know what? I'll probably agree with you there, because she's just sort of like, my principles are my principles, and nobody can tell me any other way.
And so much death glare in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that gets the death glare way.
Oh, yeah. So much death glare.
So then after the opening credits, we get a scene that was really boring with a memorial. I just didn't care about it. And I'm fairly sure half those people on that ship have no idea who Lieutenant Nobody was.
The only one that looked, like, affected was Kes, and she didn't say a damn thing.
Did Kes look affected? I was too busy looking at B'Elanna.
She did. She looked very just forlorn and sad. B'Elanna didn't even really look sad.
But then we hear this story about this guy and we just don't care. It's like, stop making me care about this person.
Well, that, and I'm sorry, who would have a problem with Chakotay's sense of humor? The story was just weird.
Mm.
Like, okay, you're going to fight somebody because you don't like a joke they made?
Yeah, it is a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
So B'Elanna seems very affected by it. And then afterwards, this other random dude, which turned out to be Hogan... Didn't remember, but his face needed a right old slapping. Says that they're not going to make it out of here alive. What do you have to say about it, Captain? And I fucking loved what Janeway came back with. She's like, well, what do you have to say about it, punk?
Okay, I know I made a note about Hogan. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's like, I can't wait for Hogan to be eaten. He's an ass.
Not many more episodes. Only 10.
And I wrote that multiple times. Every time he showed up, he was an ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, no. Rimming just came into my head.
No, I don't think he's that kind of an ass because he would be more pleasant, don't you think?
Huh?
He would be a bit more pleasant.
What, than eating an actual butt?
No, he's just an ass.
Oh, he's just an ass. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say I'd eat his ass, but...
Oh, no, please. No.
Not my cup of tea. So, anyway.
So I was going to say, at least go after Jonas if you're going to do something. One of those two.
Jonas wasn't too bad. I'll probably do the dead person, too. So, yeah, Janeway was like, what do you have to say about it, punk? And that was, like, the biggest Janeway again. She's like, don't you dare contradict me.
How dare you question me? I'm the captain.
He thinks that we should give the case on the technology and all the bits and pieces that Janeway's like, no, because it violates the Prime Directive. And he's pretty much just like, I don't give a fuck, mate.
It'll totally tip the balance of power in that area.
It would also allow you to get through safely.
Not necessarily.
True. They'll probably like use it to...
Because if they have all of that, then they can blow you out of the water and just take what they want from you. They could take the ship.
They pretty much blown him out of the water anyway at the beginning of this episode.
I know, but they could really get all of them out off the ship and take the ship, like they're going to do later.
Mm-hmm.
Like spoilers.
If you haven't seen Voyager yet, 27 years.
What the fuck have you been doing with your life?
What the fuck are we doing with our lives right now?
Oh, yeah.
Then we get the line, I'll destroy this ship before giving to the Kazon.
Total Janeway.
That's like a million Janeways. So then, and then we go on a little walk and talk with Chakotay and Janeway. And Chakotay's like telling her things. And she goes, this is not a democracy. I can't go running a ship on consensus.
When she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I've heard this somewhere before. And it just brought me into The Walking Dead. This isn't a democracy, it's a Rictatorship. And I was like,
oh, it is.
Janeway is Rick Grimes.
What a crossover.
I would love that.
It makes me laugh because it was a consensus and a democracy in the 37s.
It was, and I thought, I even wrote that down. I was like, but doesn't that go against what she said in the 37s?
Mm-hmm. It's not a community. She's the dictator. I feel like that's another Janeway comment. Or am I just like putting so many Janeway comments down?
No, it was a Janeway comment. It really was.
Janeway comment? Or is it the right comment? Well, is it right, though? Because it's such a big thing. Or at least it should be a consensus among the senior staff.
Well, yeah, and half of these people on your ship are not Starfleet. You cannot expect them to live and die by your rules.
You can't expect the Marquis to follow the rules all the time because they've got a different opinion. So you're effectively like two little countries in one ship.
Mm-hmm. And this entire turbo lift scene to me felt like a lover's spat.
What deck were they? The lover's spat.
They were having a lover's spat in the turbo lift. And it just sort of bled into their roles, that's all.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Because I guess, you know, she didn't get enough this morning because of the whole Kazon attacking the ship.
Yeah, she was desperate. She's getting a bit dry.
Ooh.
But what I don't understand is, where did they just come from? They came from a meeting?
The memorial.
The memorial. The memorial was where? The mess hall?
Mess hall, I'm guessing.
Mess hall's deck 2, right? Or is it deck 5? No, sick bay's deck 5. The mess hall's deck 2.
I have no idea.
I think the mess hall's deck 2.
They were That's in a that slow ass turbo lift.
To get to deck 3.
It's the slow lift.
That's the lift that they go in. It's like, we need to go into turbo lift shaft 6 because that's the slow one and that allows me to climax.
So we can take our time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Chakotay says that she should hear people out, find a loophole in, like, some of the rules of the Federation. And she's like, I can't believe you're supporting that man's position. I can't believe it. How dare you?
Yeah, she was taken aback.
You drunk already?
Mm-mm.
What are you drinking?
I'm trying to speak, and it's not working. I'm drinking a beer.
Ah. So then she halts the turbo lift on that long trip between deck 2 and deck 3.
Yes.
And that's when, you know, shit goes down when she stops the turbo lift.
Well, that's usually when other stuff goes down or Chakotay goes down.
So Chakotay seems to want to form an alliance with one of the Kazon or something, and Janeway is outraged. She's just like, how dare you say that? And Chakotay then says that her imagination is limited. And I was just like, I wonder what Suzanne is thinking at this point.
Yeah, that's totally the lover's pet because things are coming up from other areas of their lives together.
I just want to have the Delaney sisters with us one time. Use your imagination, Captain.
It's not like I asked for Harry.
Yeah, well, I mean, who does? Who wants to ask for Harry?
Aww.
So, I mean, yeah, she's still refusing to listen, essentially. But then we get this really good scene, and I quite enjoyed it when we're down in Tuvok's quarters. So yes. She goes to Tuvok, and he's like, Captain, you don't often come down here, but when you do, you are particularly troubled. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know me too well. And then she talks to Tuvok, the wise old owl, about an alliance, and Tuvok agrees with Chakotay.
Yes.
To a certain extent, on merit. Then starts talking about Spock and the Klingons, and I'm like, yeah, sure, cool, all right,
which move on. She should know this shit.
I mean, as a captain.
That's her history.
She probably should. But then again, she did counter that by saying, yeah, well, that was with a whole race. These are just sects and so on. But
and Tuvok took the time to make her a Vulcan spice tea. I mean, yeah, it's a crap. Replicator. Couldn't think of the word. But still, she didn't drink the fucking tea. She just held
on
to it.
How rude.
Exactly.
How fucking rude.
He made you tea, you drink the tea.
Is that a wrong way?
That is a very wrong way. It's the rude way.
That's a disappointment way.
Rude.
What a bitch. You didn't drink my tea. So there seems to be some concern over making them more powerful. But Tuvok's just like, but it's only temporary. We'll be moving on. And then we get some plant analogy or something. I was like, yeah, sure. Cool. All right.
I know, but that ties into Tuvok's orchids, which will continue throughout.
True. Yeah. There's a bit of continuity. Orchid continuity. So then we go to a meeting and Janeway starts like talking about how they're going to do an alliance. And Harry says, what? And she just shuts him down big time.
I love that. The Harry smackdown.
Mm-hmm. Smackdown. So Neelix decides that he has a large favor due from a Kazon. And that I'm like, well, wouldn't this have come in handy beforehand?
Yeah, you would think.
But no, it's Neelix. So Janeway decides that he can go off to Sobris and meet up with this random Kazon guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a right way.
Exploring an option.
Yeah, because they need to make an alliance with someone. Let's send Neelix off here and, hey, let's contact Seska.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Harry makes that real joke about contacting mm-hmm. Seska, and Chakotay's like, no. And B'Elanna's like, it's a great idea. And then Janeway goes, can't have it both ways. If you want to get into the mud, you can't complain about getting dirty. Wink.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's some more subtext there.
Yeah, oh, yes. See? Definite lover spat going on.
Chakotay was said, fine, I'll talk to Seska. And she says, no.
She put a quick stop to that. She's like, no.
No, no. Mm-mm. She's already pregnant with your child. So is that a thing? Like, she says that she can deal with Seska.
Oh, yeah, because Janeway wants to talk to her man's baby mama.
Mm-hmm. You stay away. Is that a Janeway then as well?
That's a Janeway.
Stopping Chakotay from talking to Seska. You never know what might flare up. And she's like, I'm putting a stop to this because he's my beau now.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't see Picard stopping Riker from contacting someone he's had relations with if they wanted to make an alliance. He would probably see that as a good thing because they have background. They have, yeah.
That's a good point, yeah. And I don't think Sisko would have stopped Kira.
No.
No. So there's
no, he would have used that to his advantage.
Yeah, it's some definite, like, jealousy there. So back out on the bridge, there's like a telecommunication phone call. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Telegram.
Telegram from Seska. We'll agree to meet. Stop. Coordinates. XYZ. Stop. Seska out. Stop.
That would have been awesome.
And there's also one from Color. Women don't dictate me. Full stop.
Color.
Another one from Seska. Yes, Marge. Yes, Marge. Stop. Anyway, so they agree to meet. Seska wants to choose the coordinates, which is apparently fine, which I think that's kind of cool. You get to see Seska. Mm-hmm. But now it's time for The Adventures of Neelix.
Oh, my God. Oh, Neelix at the strip club.
Turn to page 72 for Neelix and the strip club. What episode are we on now, Mummy? Neelix at the strip club.
That's one of Chakotay's fanfics.
Oh, no. Chakotay fanfic number 22,312. How could I forget? So here we have... So we open with Neelix's adventures with a Rick Berman sexy shot of an alien, which are, you know, standard. Yeah. And then Neelix, like, walks up behind a Kazon and makes this random Kazon, which is called Tursa, jump. Turns out he's doing a sex puzzle to have sex with some hooker.
It looked like Kaltow pieces to me.
It did look like Kaltow, just broken.
Yeah. It's like, why is he playing Kaltow?
And then Neelix proposes some sort of alliance with the guy, and there seemed to be some history with them and whatever.
I know. What did Neelix do last time to get kicked out?
I wonder,
seriously.
I wonder if he beat the system in the sex puzzle.
Did he take off his shoes?
Oh, yeah, that's a crime against humanity.
Yeah, you don't do that at a strip club. You leave your shoes on because you do not know what's on the floor.
I haven't been to a strip club. Is that what you do, Suzanne?
Sorry. Well, you know, back in the day in high school, I was a server at a strip club.
Fucking hell, seriously? Really?
One of my friends bet me that I didn't have the balls to apply for a job, and I was like, okay, I'll bet you $50 I'll do it. I'll work there for a month. It was great.
My God. What did you then start stripping too?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No. People would pay me to put the clothes back on.
Oh. So you just sort of served people with boners then? Or were they male strippers or female strippers or both?
Oh, it was females.
Okay. So you just sort of had guys with boners wanting drinks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Okay. All right,
and chicken wings. I don't know why chicken wings. It's weird. I never got that correlation.
Yeah, that sounds a bit... Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, move on. Back on Voyager, back on Voyager, there's a meeting with Seska and Marge Calla and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And the Nistrum will be a potent ally. And then Janeway says, Voyager will be a potent ally. But they'll only provide clothes and water and food and an ally to any outpost of the Nistrum. But then Marge is like, we want a crew exchange.
Did you see Seska's face when he said that? She's like, oh, God.
Yes, I know.
I told you not to do this.
It pretty much was. I thought that was hilarious. Like, well played by Martha Hackett there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Janeway disagrees, and then Carla is like, I won't have a woman dictate to me. And as much as Seska's like, leave it alone, she's just like, oh, yes, Marge.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Janeway is calling it distasteful that the meeting's over. So that was the end of that alliance. Nothing was going to happen. Meanwhile, back on Chakotay and fanfic number 22,312, well, the adventures
Do you think it was smart of Janeway to do that?
Oh, yes, there's a potential decision in here.
That is a decision in there, calling off the whole meeting.
She didn't try
just
very hard.
Just because you didn't want... She didn't try at all.
Mm.
It's like there could have been negotiation in there. She did not try.
Is that a wrong way or a my principles way?
That's definitely a Jane way.
Another Jane way.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose, how can we justify that being a Jane way, though?
Because any other captain would have been, okay, well, that's our starting point to negotiations.
Mm. Okay.
Let's see where we can meet in the middle.
They could have put Neelix on the ship and just left him.
Yeah. That would have been a plot. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Neelix and Harry.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Here's an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a highly qualified ops officer.
Yes.
Just cut and
He's
run.
He's a bridge officer.
Yeah, which I would have been doing great, but nope, not good enough. That's the Janeway. Yep, didn't try hard enough. So yeah, back on the whole Neelix storyline, he's been taken away, what seems to be like, to some kind of prison in a cave, and he comes across
Who
some people.
Who keeps their prisoners in a cave?
I mean, the caves aren't stupid.
There's no bars, no nothing. They could have just... The one dude they had watching him.
But there was a guy with a rifle.
I know, but... So you have a couple of people shot. The rest can overtake this guy.
That's true, but how do you decide who's going to be shot?
Draw straws.
Or just get the kids to run up to him. They're a liability.
Oh. I would say get the old people, because, you know, they've lived a good life.
Yeah, they're only a drain.
Ish.
Oh, I'm such a bitch. So it turns out that these people are the Trabe, and we've heard about the Trabe before, very early on in season 2. Should have heard about them in season 1, but that's a whole different story. So they explain that they are being held, that people don't come back when they've been taken for interrogations and so on, and apparently help is on the way for them. So Neelix is like... and then Neelix is like, oh yeah, sure, woo!
Sure, I'll be friends with you.
Yes, I don't care about any potential bad signs.
You're going to heal my head wound. It's all good.
Yes. Meanwhile, on Voyager, they kind of sort of go up to the rendezvous point to meet up with Neelix. Mm-hmm. They can't find him. What really should have been said is, oh, well, move on. But no, Janeway decides to hold position for 2 hours. Probably a right
way. Why 2 hours?
Well, I mean, it might have got lost.
Well, why not, you know, like 4 hours or 8 hours? Why two?
Maybe time is of the essence.
It's just weird.
So I'm kind of just thinking here that that might be a right way.
Well, yeah. It's a right way because you should wait.
Even if it is Neelix. So down in engineering, we get another scene with Dickface Hogan.
Oh, God, can he be eaten already? Where is that worm?
I wonder if those worms are the same worms on Dune.
Oh, I was thinking it might be a trance worm.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of thinking maybe the basics planet is Arrakis.
It could be Dune, or it could be Tremors worm.
What's Tremors worm?
You never saw Tremors with Kevin Bacon?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's a worm.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah, sure. But anyway, he's such a whiny fuck, he needs a good old slap round the face, or at least a turkey slap or something. B'Elanna, like, really rips him a new arsehole. She's just like, no, who are you to say this? Blah, blah, blah. All you do is clean a lithium injector tube or whatever she said.
It's like, get the fuck out of my face. Just shut up.
And then we get a close-up of another guy. Which,
my name is Jonas.
Which I didn't remember being Jonas now that you're telling me. Because I was just like, who's this?
He's guy? Also Mr. Hopper on Once Upon a Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Jiminy Cricket.
I don't remember. Oh, God, yes, I do remember. Wow, that's a while ago since I saw that. The Neelix saga then continues. We have a hatching a plan to escape, and then there's phaser fire in the background, and then, like, this little ball comes rolling towards this Kazon, and this Kazon's just like, ooh, ball, and goes to kick it.
What's that?
And it explodes. Like, how stupid can you be? It's a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
It's like a grenade.
It looked like a bomb.
Like, of course it's going to explode, but no, I'm going to kick it, and then the CGI was terrible.
Yeah, it was the 90s.
I suppose.
We didn't know better.
So Voyager has been waiting around for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Janeway decides to go after Neelix, which I think we can include in the previous right way. But it turns out that these Kazon ships coming in, it's like a whole armada, and they start getting, you know, prepared because, you know, shit going down. But then Neelix turns out that he's leading the ship, and Janeway's just like, oh, Neelix, my favorite person.
I think she was just relieved not to see Kazon on the ship.
He's like, this is my new friend, the Trabe. So then they have like some kind of really, really like elaborate dinner, which made me hungry.
And Janeway was serving wine.
I know. What a serving wench Janeway is.
It's like, isn't that what you have Neelix for?
Do you know what? She gained those in a strip club, like you did. That serving skill.
I like that backstory. Yes, I'm going to keep that.
In Indiana. So this really, really, really tasty-looking dinner that we found out that the Kazon were living in, like, restricted areas in, like, poverty and filth, and this guy was like, oh, well, I was a kid, and we were told we would never go near them because they were basically, like, animals, etc. And is his name Mavis? M-A-V-I-S?
I thought so.
That's what I thought, and I'm like, that's an old lady's name.
It is an old lady's name.
So that's it. So he's now called Mavis for the rest, at least that's what I'm calling him. So it turns out he said he was an orphan and there was no way home because the Kazon keep attacking them. But that was 30 years ago and he just doesn't understand why they're so angry. And it's like, why do you fucking reckon?
Yeah, because you fucked with their lives forever. I don't care that it was not you and it was your parents. I'm sure you never apologized for the atrocities that were committed on those people.
Yeah, I wonder what this sounds like, Australian government.
U.S. government.
Every government.
Colonialism!
So we just get this, like, cutscene to Jonas talking or trying to talk to Seska.
I liked the Kazon dude. He's like, why is she going to want to talk to you?
Yeah, who the fuck are you, mate? You're not Janeway.
What?
Show me your credentials.
What do you want?
Show me your vaccine passport.
I'll get her the message, but, you know,
I guarantee she'll call you back. She's a bit busy, you know, inseminating herself. That's what she does these days. She might call you back. Tell me, how's your DNA?
Oh, no.
I'm a gay Kazon. In the ready room, Neelix starts talking about how the Trabe were scholars and artists, you know, just like all the good guys are in Star Trek.
I'm sure we could have had some Kazon scholars eventually, but definitely artists.
I mean, look at their hair. It's an art form.
Yeah, there you go.
Then they talk about slavery and that nobody, like Janeway says that nobody's, surely somebody would have acknowledged the fact that there was slavery. And Neelix basically said, yeah, well, no one acknowledged it because they were really good at trade and they were really powerful, etc. And I'm like, who does that remind you of now?
USA. USA.
I was kind of going to say China. Because
yeah.
Basically, both of them. Really, you don't want to piss off China. So let's just sort of ignore all of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah, we'll still buy tons of shit from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, that's exactly the same as what happened now. So Janeway doesn't really want an alliance with anyone, but her gut feeling says that she has no friends in the Kazon and the Trabe could be useful. And I think her gut feeling is right there. You don't think?
I don't think she tried hard enough with another Kazon sect.
Oh yeah, she only tried the Nistrum, didn't she?
Yeah.
She could have tried the Oglomar.
And she didn't even really try.
Okay, so what are we suggesting here? Wrong way? I would say wrong way.
I think so.
Okay. All right. We'll do wrong way.
And then to just see the Trabe as useful. It's like you were opening yourself up to being used by others because you didn't really fully vet these people.
Well, I mean, that's what she never fully vets people.
Yeah. She just took like Neelix's word for it. These are good people.
Mm-hmm.
You would think she'd learn.
That's in itself a Janeway or a wrong way.
It's like, don't listen to Neelix, please. I'm surprised he didn't come back missing a limb.
He's only got one lung.
Well, he did have a head wound.
Oh, that's true.
There's that.
So he had a little walk and talk with Mavis and Janeway, and she thinks that there's some kind of mutual benefit. They should travel together. And then, like, for as long as it's mutually beneficial to the both of them. And then he goes, I want you to consider a bolder plan. And Janeway's like, bold plan? I love a bold plan.
Is there science involved? Because would be amazing.
Bold science? We're going to blow something up? That's exciting. We're going to beam a star onto the ship? I know. We're going to go for a black hole. And then she's like, oh, you want to bring an armistice? And then she gets even more Janeway bonus because she can like broke a piece for an entire quadrant.
Yes. Oh, yes. Because I am known throughout the lands for my diplomatic skills.
I'm known for helping everyone, for he who doth and doth not need help. She's the diplomatic queen. Queen Janeway the Second. That's a Janeway in itself. I'm putting that down as a Janeway.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go like a little trip over to the Kazon ship where we get Seska and Marge Color talking. They realize that Voyager doesn't want to do a deal and now they want to do a deal with someone else. And Seska's just like, well, of course he did. You fucking idiot. That's because you wanted your stupid thing.
You wanted that damn crew exchange and I told you not to do it.
I told you not to invest in cryptocurrency. She also says that the child is Colors, and I think that's the first time that we see that she's passing off that child as Marge Colors as well, so she's like really playing on it.
Oh, poor Seska.
But she manages to convince him to go to the compromise. Does she really think, though, that this is the right course of action?
What, to say that it's the Marge's baby?
No, but just staying with the Kazon.
I think it's the most advantageous thing for her right now because she really controls Color.
True, she is essentially the leader of the Nistrum.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I would like to know what her plan is after the baby is born with her thinking that it's Chakotay's.
Well, she's just going to ram the head of that child into the Great Barrier Reef and hope coral sticks to it.
I don't think that's how Kazon hair works. But
I think we might.
He would also need those little nostril hooks because that's a very Nistrum look is those nostril things.
They just need to go to the makeup department. So back on Voyager, Neelix has found some disturbing information. That somebody wants to sabotage the thing. Oh, no.
Telling y'all it's a sabotage. Sorry, Beastie Boys.
That's okay, I'll allow it. So Chakotay decides that he doesn't want to go, or doesn't want the captain to go, sorry. And she's like, I can't not go. I'm going.
Mm-hmm. How dare you, Chakotay?
I think that's a right way, because she kind of has to go.
She does, but it's also right of Chakotay to be like, we kind of need our captain, so...
Do you reckon it's a half-point scenario?
Well, no, they both did the right way.
They both did the right way? Okay, all right, yeah. We'll go right way then. So we get down on the conference, and Neelix, for some reason, is there with Tersa. And I don't understand why Neelix is there, but they're inspecting the table, and they made a big deal about this table being a triangle.
It's a triangle! Don't you love it?
It's like, it's not a circle, it's not a square, it's a triangle. And now I'm trying to work out, Suzanne, what shape would you make that table?
I would go with a round table. Because if it was good enough for King Arthur and Camelot... It's good enough for the Kazon and the Traib and Janeway.
No.
No?
No.
No.
If it's good enough for King Arthur or Lancelot or whatever, it's got to be better for Janeway. Can't have a round table.
How about round with a hole in the middle?
Donut table?
Donut table.
Yes, she wants a donut table. That's what you should do. And she would be sitting
except
in the middle.
Except a bigger hole so it's like a bagel.
Okay, sure. Bagel and table. She would be sitting smack bang in the center of that hole.
So everyone looks at her.
Mm-hmm. And she's got a swivel chair. That's 100% what happens. I thought it was a good set, though. Like, it actually looked like quite a good little setup.
Oh, it did. It was very nice.
And then we had what felt like the Olympics.
The announcement of this is the Marge of...
I wrote these
blah,
down.
Blah, blah, blah.
Marge Minnis from the Pomar, Marge Surratt from the Mistral, Marge Laran from the Hobai, Marge Vivek from the Oglemar, Marge Colour from the Nistrum, and the sweaty sexy Tongan guy from the Olympics.
Okay, so you equated it with the Olympics and my mind went My Fair Lady. When they're announcing all these people at the ball...
Mr. and Mrs. Featherington.
Yes.
Lord and Lady Duckworth.
Professor Henry Higgins.
Viscount Voldemort. I don't know.
I still want him in My Fair Lady now.
I don't even know. Because I haven't seen My Fair Lady, what the characters are. I'm just making names up.
But it works perfectly.
Oh, this cough syrup's doing well. Although I feel very, very sleepy and delirious. So yes, once we've had the Olympics / My Fair Lady introductions, they're all sitting down, and Janeway's like brokering this deal. And Kala's like,
it's My Fair Kazon.
Fuck it out. My Fair Kazon. I think you've got some photoshopping to do. Oh, God. I need to calm down. Woof. I've had to think what any of my neighbours are making right now. So yeah, so Kala asks why that she wants to make a alliance with the Traib, especially when she says she wants peace.
Does she really want peace, though? Does she?
She just wants to get out of there herself. She's like totally doing her own. She like highlights that she'll be stronger with the Traib and they'll be even stronger together because there'll be stability in the quadrant. And then we get like another woman comment from Marge Kala.
Well, he could get away with it now because Seska's not there to give him, you know, the look.
That's true. Yeah, there was no... I don't know why Seska wasn't there. Oh, it was only for the Marges, wasn't it? That's right.
Yeah, but why was Kala the only one to bring his enforcer with him?
Maybe because he's important?
They're all important. They're all Marges.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have the budget for that many makeups.
And that guy was already in full makeup, so like, we'll use him again.
Mm-hmm.
Throw him in the scene.
So then, like... Marge Cullar gets up and Janeway's like, oh, this must be the person, this must be the person. And he's just getting a drink. But then Mavis gets up.
But Marge Cullar also pours Janeway a drink.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
He poured himself one and he poured her some.
Well, that's like, very polite.
That was very nice of you,
yeah,
Cullar.
That was very polite. Very out of character. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe, but why is he serving a woman?
I don't know.
Maybe he just
maybe,
wants...
You know, Seska got through to him and somehow.
I just don't want to know how that happened. So then Mavis gets up and asks to have a confab with his Federation counterparts. And he's just like,
yeah.
No, I really need you to leave. And that's when Janeway realizes that it's the Trabe that are the saboteurs.
And I do like that she warns all of the Majes, get down.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
She does her best Admiral Akbar. It's a twab!
Catherine Akbar. Can imagine her with a fish head.
And Anthony DeLonges, who plays Cullar, was actually supposed to die.
I know.
In this episode.
But in this scene, though?
Yeah, they were all supposed to die.
Oh, but then that would have been pretty... Like, how would they have done... Oh, my God, Seska could have been, like, in charge of the Nistrum. Why have they left this?
They made a change to the script and they kept him on. He actually went to see Jerry Taylor and was like, please don't kill me.
Please don't kill me. I need a job.
And I agree because Cullar's pretty freaking awesome.
I know. I do like Cullar. He does. And Anthony DeLongis does do a good job of it.
He's just slimy, but also kind of likable
in certain
ways.
That's also true. Yeah. Yeah. The Kazon ship starts attacking through... the window, which sort of seemed very Star Trek Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, beam back towards Voyager, and then there's, like, a big slanging match between Mavis and Janeway. And, like, she starts saying some really, like, strong things.
Get off my ship!
I mean, how do we deal with that one? Like, that decision's obviously the right thing to do to get rid of him. But we should have spent more time, like, working out how that feels.
Yeah, which is why this would have made a really great two-part episode.
Mm.
We could have stretched out getting to know the Trabe more so their betrayal feels so much worse than what it comes across as.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And also more time with Cullar and Seska would have been appreciated.
Yes, but no. We just have to deal with it as it is. So, do you reckon it's the right way kicking her off the ship or a Janeway and how?
Oh, yeah. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck off my ship? All right, cool.
Yeah,
easy
before
done.
Before I, you know, like, put you out an airlock.
Yes. So then we end with a really cheesy scene, in my opinion.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, oh, we're more vulnerable now. I'm just checking everything's okay with the ship. Is the engines okay? Is this okay? Is that okay? Harry, have you got your virginity still? Yes, okay. And then she starts talking about how this sector of space is governed by its own self-interest. Lol. Pot kettle black.
Which is why we should stick to our principles even more.
We rely on the principles and ideals of the Federation. It's such a rousing speech. And she's just like, I was right all along.
Which is pretty much exactly what she was saying.
And that is a
Janeway. She was looking at Chakotay when she was saying it.
It's like never
go
against me again. I'm always right. Which I think we've ended on a Janeway as well.
Isn't oh, definitely.
That's a Janeway as well. So, and that's the end of the episode. I enjoyed it, though. Like
That was her I told you so speech.
I told you so, Chakotay. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be the sub tonight.
And for the rest of the month, bitch.
Dominatrix Janeway on the way.
Oh, little riding crop. She's ready.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was a good episode. It's one of those episodes which were sort of part memorable, but also part not. So it was kind of enjoyable to see again. Disappointed that Kes didn't get many lines.
Any.
No, yeah, any, exactly. Yeah. The Doctor didn't do too much, but that was okay. It was good. I enjoyed it. Especially the Adventures of Neelix.
Oh, yeah, the Adventures of Neelix in the strip club. Lord. It's starting to build... the Jonas story with Seska that's going to build into what we see with Basics and how all that goes down.
Something that should have started off at the beginning of season two, potentially.
Yeah. But still, they're trying.
Mm-hmm. And for their credit, they
story
did a good
arc,
job.
They're trying.
And they did do a good job. So what do you reckon the results are?
Let's see. I think maybe Janeway.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a close one. We've had two wrong ways. It's a two wrong ways, four right ways.
Oh, wow.
Told you it was close.
And 47 Janeways.
Eight Janeways.
Eight.
Eight Janeways. I think that's the biggest resounding success for a Janeway that we've had so far for the entire show.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to have so many more.
I know. Just wait till next week, fortnight, whenever we record.
Yeah, I can't believe we're already at that episode.
It's going to be fun. But yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to us. We really appreciate all of you who listen to us talk about Voyager or some weird things, whatever we talk about. Strip clubs, yes, that's the theme of this episode. We'd also love it if you subscribed and gave us all of the stars and leave us a written review. We haven't had one for a while, so fucking do it, or I'll tear you a new asshole. Suzanne, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at KJaneWay8 or at StainSass. And Liam, where can we find you?
My OnlyFans is tearing people new assholes. No. LS74656 on Twitter. Also thinking about it, me saying tearing a new asshole sounds like I'm just like a power top with a huge cock, and it's just not the case.
Thank you for that clarification. Just remember to follow us on Twitter at @Jane_Way, and you can find us on Facebook too at @JaneWayPod. Until next time, remember to keep doing things not the right way, not the wrong way, but the Jane way.